Hope you guys have a great 4th of July, and hope business stays good.
Thank you. Happy Independence Day to you, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
There you go. Melissa Blundo joining us, the chairman of the No Mask Nevada PAC. The No Mask Nevada PAC. And, no, she makes a good point. More to come as we continue. We're going to open up our phone lines to you because I want to find out from you what you think. You've heard Melissa's side of the story. You've heard the governor's side of the story, that this is adversely impacting industries and businesses, and people's lives are at stake. People are dying, blah, 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 blah. You've heard that from the governor. So who do you believe? We'll find out. In fact, we'll go to your calls coming up in our next segment. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Hello, 531, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, if you're heading up to Mount Charleston, keep this in mind. There is a road closure. State Route 156, that's Lee Canyon Road. It's closed in both directions west of State Route 158, that's Deer Creek Road. Also, Deer Creek Road, State Route 158, is also closed there at Mount Charleston. No one is allowed in, and evacuation orders are in place due to a brush fire up there. Otherwise, we're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 west at Green Valley, some moderate flows on the 15 and the 515, and those lane restrictions continue on the Beltway, the 215, that's northbound at Tropicana.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. It appears to be all but a done deal that Las Vegas will not be hosting the NHL restart. It, for a while, looked like the city of Las Vegas was absolutely going to be one of the two hub cities for the NHL restart. But as coronavirus cases have gone up in the state, it has looked less and less likely. And now it has been reported by multiple outlets that the NHL has made the final decision to go with two Canadian cities, as Toronto and Edmonton will be hosting the NHL restart and serving as the two hub cities, as Las Vegas will miss out on the opportunity. This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So great to have you with us. Wow. On this Friday before the 4th, I was just watching here in the studio. We've got a TV monitor on Fox, and they just showed the Air Force One flyby at Mount Rushmore. Oh, absolutely breathtaking. I mean, that's I know those of you that have driven over to McCarran International Airport, and you've watched Air Force One take off or land. It is just an incredible scene. There's nothing more majestic than watching that Air Force One. Nah, I mean, even parked on the tarmac, it's impressive. But this was something different. For those of you that were not with us earlier, I do want to bring you the governor's statement again. Unfortunately, there's no video or audio of it that I can bring it. But this is what the statement read out of Carson City earlier today. And the statement begins, this is not the governor. This is the governor and Megan Delaney, the communications director. This is her press release. Today, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak issued a statement in regards to reported compliance numbers from OSHA. Of the 204 businesses observed by the state, you know what's really troubling? And I read this about four times until it finally sunk in. The state. This sounds like something out of the old Soviet Union. The state wants this. The state wants that. The state orders you to do this, or the state orders you to do that. This is a little heavy-handed. But the statement says, of the 204 businesses observed by the state on July 2nd, that would be yesterday, 49% complied with the face covering requirements. So that's less than half. 50% of bars and restaurant areas visited by officials were found to be in compliance, with the remaining establishments, including automobile sales and maintenance, gyms, hair, nail salons, tattoo parlors, demonstrating a 61% rate of compliance. That's still a lot of people not complying. Okay? The statement goes on. Since the enforcement of Directive 24 began, the overall business compliant rate is 85% in Northern Nevada, 65% in Southern Nevada. So Governor Sisolak issued the following statement. Take it for what it's worth. The non-compliance numbers reported by state officials are disappointing and unacceptable a week after the face covering directive was issued. To the businesses who are complying, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of all Nevada. You're protecting our businesses, our health, our jobs, our economy, and your industry. To those businesses operating in violation of the directive by not implementing safe social distancing and face covering protocols, you're not only jeopardizing people's health, but you're also jeopardizing your fellow businesses, your industry, and our overall economy. I am grateful, says the governor, for the strong partnership, state and local governments who will be taking aggressive, broad-based and swift enforcement actions throughout this holiday weekend. As I have expressed, so it looks like they're coming after businesses this weekend. And the governor is enlisting other governmental agencies to do it. We'll see who steps up and who says, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. The governor goes on to say, as I have expressed before, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If these concerning reports on noncompliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive action next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. So what he's saying is, by next week, he may end up targeting, say, bars and restaurants. Didn't say that, but I think the implication was fairly obvious. He's coming after bars and restaurants. The compliance is at 50%. So what are you going to do, folks? It's up to you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to go straight to your calls. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You are who's going to be impacted here. If you don't toe the line, then some of your favorite restaurants may be closed down coming next week. I think the message is pretty obvious. You want to join us? Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. This program is about my opinion, but it's also about your opinion as well. We'll find out what you think coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is the Friday before July 4th, as we celebrate our independence. And even as we celebrate our independence, we are now being told by the state, that we're not in compliance, that we're not complying. And if we don't start complying, then the governor is going to punish us. The new headmaster in chief, as I like to call Steve Sisolak. He of the Sisolak shutdown, and maybe what he wants to do is shut down more of our industry instead of reopening more of our industry. Let's go to Robert in Las Vegas. Robert, you're up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. Good afternoon.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Well, by the way, great show. I listen to you almost every day. So I had a comment about today's topic, and if you have time and are open to it, a comment about one of yesterday's topics.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the mask thing, you know, I've been in several bars and restaurants recently, and, you know, the law about bars and restaurants gives an exclusion if you're eating, drinking, or smoking. Well, in a bar, somebody could make a case that they were doing one of those three or more than one at any particular time. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure what the OSHA people were looking at when they were in there. You know?
But Robert, that is so much like so much of what has come from this governor, that where he has to walk it back 3 days later with a statement. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean the legislature was at fault for Dieter. You know, the original thing was let's throw the legislature under the bus. They're not in session. Nobody's there to speak for them. So we'll blame them. And then all of a sudden he realized he was wrong, and he had to come back 2 or 3 days later and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke." But that's what he's been doing all along. This governor is incompetent. You there, Robert?
I would tend to agree.
And what was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
Now, the other thing, yesterday when you had that gentleman on from the Nevada, I forget the name of that organization, and you were talking about some CCSD stuff. I'm a retired CCSD teacher. Trust me, I have no particular affiliation with the district anymore. You know, I just work for them, right? But one thing I wanted to mention was that the teachers union thing. You know, I was a member when I was a teacher, but I was a member for two reasons. One, because since they were the ones that negotiated all our stuff, if you're not a member, you don't have a voice. For whatever that voice is worth, non-members don't have a voice. They don't have the opportunity to say yes, no, like, don't like, or whatever.
But secondly, am I right? They shouldn't. I mean, if they're not paying dues, then they shouldn't have a say.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
And I'm fine with that.
That's the part that doesn't seem to get. I mean, I read an article in the RJ recently, similarly talking about, hey, here's that window that opens up, and here's all the money you can save by not being a member of the union. But there's the trade-off. Then, you know, if you're not a member and you don't like how something's being done, you don't really have the right to say anything about it. The second thing is that part of being in the union is you get legal representation with, I believe it's $1 million policy if you get into a beef with a parent or a beef with an administrator. If you're not in the union, you're on your own. And if a parent, claims, you know, child abuse or something like that, then you've got to get your own lawyer and pay for your own defense. And those were the two reasons why I was in the union for the years that I was a teacher. And I think there's some validity to those.
And by the way, last time we checked, and by the way, just to give the backstory for those that maybe weren't with us yesterday, we're talking with Michael Shouse, the communications director for NPRI, and one of the things that he talked about was it's right there in the CBA that if somebody is a teacher in the Clark County School District and wants to deep six the union, they can leave the union, still make all the money and the benefits and all of that. And they can save themselves $800. Now let me ask you this: would it be worth $800 when you were teaching? Would it have been worth it to you know, leave the union and still have them negotiate on your behalf?
Well, again, not for me. For me, because I wanted to have a voice, and I wanted to have that legal representation that I mentioned to you. Because these days, I mean, I've got friends who have lost their jobs over students claiming something inappropriate went on. You know, it's too easy for the district just to get rid of the teacher and be on the parent's side and avoid a lawsuit and all that kind of stuff. It was worth the $800 or whatever it was, you know, at that time to me to have that organization behind me if I needed them, which thankfully I did.
Hey, Robert, I hope that covers it. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Have a great 4th of July, okay?
Thank you, Kevin. Same to you. Thanks for your time.
There you go. That's Robert in Las Vegas. You want to join in, you're welcome. I've got some time towards the end of this hour. So if you want to join us, and if you feel maybe the way Robert does, maybe you disagree with Robert, and that's okay, too. That's all right. But what Robert speaks from experience when it comes to the teachers union, he does. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things that we want to tackle in our next segment is this new PAC begun just in the last few days. It's called No Mask Nevada PAC. And it's headed up by Melissa Blundo, a small businesswoman. And a woman who, according to a mutual friend, is a good woman and hails from Oklahoma. And that in and of itself is not too damn bad. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was just marveling at what we have done today, dealing with something very, very local. The governor essentially threatening us. The state's new headmaster in chief is threatening us if we don't toe the line and mask up. Right now, statewide, compliance is about 50% in bars and restaurants. In some of the other industries, it's 60, 61%. But it's still a lot of folks that are going without a mask. There's no doubt about it. Now, one of the things, and maybe this is something I should have done on day one of this show. But on day one, I was just trying to find out where the men's restroom was and where the commissary is and all of that. So because remember, we left the other radio station on a Friday and started here on a Monday, which was good. It's great radio programming. And a lot of those people have followed us to this radio station, to AM 670 KMZQ. But one of the things that I probably should have said on day one, and that is that essentially this radio station and this radio show cares about your opinion. There are a lot of shows out there where the host's opinion is the only one that matters. But what we try and do on this radio program is make sure that your voice is heard. And in fact, if you want to join us, we've only got a couple of minutes, but we'll try and get you on here. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This is the radio program that cares about your opinion. It's not just my opinion that matters. It's your opinion as well. And Monday, for instance, Monday, we'll be back with a live show, and it'll be fabulous. And by then, we may know if the governor is going to do something. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I just can't tell you what the governor is going to do. He did threaten us, though, that if we don't toe the line and put the masks on and get this number off of 50% in bars and restaurants, he says, if these concerning reports on noncompliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive action next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. I think it's rather obvious what the governor's talking about. He's talking about doing what they did in Texas and Arizona and some of these other places where they're closing up the bars. Is that really what you want? Is that what they want down on the Strip? I doubt it. This is scary. What's going on right now is a governor who is out of control. As a governor who, as we dubbed him the state headmaster in chief. Unbelievable. Don't forget, coming up at 7, I urge you to be watching Fox News. The president did a tremendous, just a tremendous flyover in Air Force One at Mount Rushmore. And he'll be landing soon, and they'll have a speech. It's scheduled for 7 o'clock our time. 7 o'clock Eastern, or 10 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock our time. So I certainly hope that you'll check out the president. They said he shouldn't make this trip. I'm glad he did. I really am. Until we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Hope you have a great 4th of July. Do be careful out there, and we'll talk again Monday at 3. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith.